St. Pete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from our studios inside Big C at Priatech Plaza in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com. where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Now, let's go live to Big C at Priatech Plaza for Job Talk with Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordell, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and we are broadcasting today from the beautiful Big C office located on the first floor of the newly named Priatech Plaza. If you haven't been downtown lately, you should definitely come on by. There's a lot going on in the city, all kinds of cranes in the air and new projects going up all the time. So just want to thank you all for tuning in today, and want to take this time to thank our new sponsors, Big C and Advanced Recruiting Academy, for their support, and all those working at our sponsors, thank you, too, for all of your help. And for those of you tuning into Job Talk for this first time, you'll learn that it's my goal to talk with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone who's considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them just a little bit better. Plus, in the process, I get to meet and talk with some very interesting people. And before I introduce my guest, I want to mention that if you want to view the website while listening to the program, you can visit www.academyprep.org. You can also follow us live, as we can be seen on Periscope. You can view the stream by going to twitter.com/recruitacad and click on our live stream link. You can also add us on Periscope using the handle @ARAcademy. If you're walking by and want to tune in, you can listen into this program live on RadioSt.Pete.com. And if you want to listen again to this and other shows at your leisure, just go to the archive section of the website. I'm very happy to welcome my guest today, Gina Burkett, the head of school of Academy Prep, St. Petersburg. Welcome to Job Talk, Gina.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And I really appreciate you being here today. And before we talk about Academy Prep, I'd like to let everyone know just about you a little bit better and where you're from. And let's start there.
Okay. Well, I was born in St. Petersburg at Bayfront Center. Of course, I had a different name even back then. I won't say how long ago that was. But I enjoyed growing up here, basically. Went through the school system, elementary, middle, and high school, and enjoyed just the St. Petersburg area this whole time.
Mm-hmm. And now you've had a your whole family has been here for a long time, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And so tell us about that. How did all of that happen?
Oh, okay. Well, my mom and dad were both born in Romania. And at the time, communism took over the country. And so they both had some major difficulties with that. My mom's home was taken over by the communist. They basically took their entire home and put them down in the cellar, basically, to live. And so she has a tremendous story herself of just how they escaped their route. And then my dad has something that's probably a little more dramatic, where you could probably make a movie out of it, because he and the college kids basically had to travel in trains to get to the fields so they could work in the summer. And he and 20 other students jumped out of the train, ran toward the Danube, escaped. Some of them were shot and killed, and wow. He was, you know, taken for prisoner. And he just has a long story and a history of how he was able to escape and in jails and everything to finally get here to St. Petersburg.
And is this where he ended up or started when he first landed or wherever he came? It was St. Petersburg?
Yeah, it's actually interesting because my mom fled differently and they met in Canada. They did not know each other in Romania, so they both had these separate stories, met in Canada, married in Canada, and then my mother's brother came to St. Petersburg, and he said, I want to bring the whole family to St. Pete. So they came from Canada, came to St. Petersburg, and then that's all she wrote.
Well, that's a great story. Wonderful. And so going through the school system yourself, you mentioned that. You know, what was that like?
It was interesting because in the elementary system, you know, I went to like Glen Oak, and I was in the Meadow Lawn area of St. Petersburg, and it was close to home, and you could walk to school. And so that's what I thought school was supposed to be. You know, you just walk to school. But then things started changing, you know, obviously. And then we were at Shore Acres Elementary. And then I was part of the whole busing process that took place. And I came to the south side of St. Petersburg for 2 or 3 years. And then they changed the zoning again. And then I went to Riviera Middle, which they've closed that down now. And then to St. Pete High, good old Green Devils.
Okay. All right. And... And so, did you have a favorite teacher in high school?
I did. Actually, when we were bused to the south side of St. Petersburg, that was probably one of my most interesting moments in fourth grade, Mr. Brumfield. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he just was an individual that loved everyone. And it really taught me about how you can be teaching kids a lot of things, but if you don't have that relationship and if they don't know that you're loved, they can't learn from you. Mm-hmm. And so I think I learned that lesson from him.
Mm. And so tell us about your high school. You played a little bit of tennis, I think, during that time, right?
I did. My dad got on a tennis court when he came from Romania. Some people said, hey, let's go play tennis. And he said, what's this? And he got on a court and really liked it. And then he took my brother to the tennis courts, and my brother was ball boying for him. He was smart to get my brother to do that. So eventually our whole family started playing tennis, and it became really our second home. The Racquet Club of St. Petersburg was our second home. We were there more than we were in our own home.
Wow.
And we played tennis, and my brother went to a UF on a full scholarship, and I went to UAB on a full scholarship.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Tennis scholarship.
Yes.
Wow.
Both of us.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive. You had to be pretty good for that, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. Wonderful. And so tell us about tennis, though. That's an interesting sport. And did it teach you anything?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, because my dad escaped communism, he was someone that was kind of a perfectionist, and he believed that anything you do, you have to do your very best. And he didn't necessarily feel like you had to win all the time, most of the time, mm-hmm. As long as you did your best. And so I feel like with tennis, it showed that you can practice and you can work at it. You may not always win, but the best thing is that you have to be on that court and give it your 100% all. Mm-hmm. And then also to be fair, I believe that both my brother and myself, we both believe that we had to have good sportsmanship mm-hmm. on the tennis court. And it taught me that not everybody else is going to think fairly, mm-hmm. But you still be above reproach in your game and do your best. And I think it taught me that as well.
Mm-hmm. And did it teach you how to prepare?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. So because, you know, obviously, I think it also taught you when you play tournament tennis, it really teaches you that there is a difference between going out there and practicing and then when you play a tournament. And it taught me that if you don't practice like you're in a tournament, then if you practice sloppy, you're going to play sloppy in the tournament. So it did teach me a lot about, like you said, with preparation, that it can't just be half-hearted. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to give it your all the time.
I'm speaking with Gina Burkett, the head of school for Academy Prep St. Petersburg. And Gina, let's continue with your career path. I really find it interesting how people go through their paths and end up in these prominent positions. So you went to college, and what did you study there?
Well, I actually studied marketing in the business area, and I minored in computer science. Mm-hmm. And then because I was in the sales force during that time, because a lot of times a marketing degree, people want you to get into sales. That was pretty high stress. It was good money. But I also felt like, you know, I believe that I want to get more administrative in this area. And so I didn't wait long to go get my MBA as well. And so then I got my master's of administration just shortly thereafter.
Mm-hmm. And so after graduation, what kind of jobs did you have?
Well, after undergrad, it was a lot of sales. And I also worked for a microchip company that was failing. Mm-hmm. And they had customers that were very angry. And I was young. They kind of threw me in and said, oh, you're going to get some phone calls. And we just want you to be customer service. And little did I know, I was cursed at and learned very quickly, jumped in and found that the best way you can help people is listen, make sure mm-hmm. they know that you're listening and that you empathize with their position. And then you have to come up with solutions. People really don't want to just hear, I'm sorry about it. They want to know, what are you going to do for me? And so I learned early, you know, how to deal with people, how to deal with customers. And that was pretty much not probably a whole lot that I learned in school, but just kind of on the job.
Mm-hmm. And so before you took the position at Academy Prep, you were also in another school system?
Yes.
And how did you, where were you there and what was your role?
I was in a school for 17 years, actually. I didn't think it was going to be that long, but it was. Mm-hmm. And there I did a lot of different things. I was a teacher to start. And I think that that's probably one of the things, one of the themes you'll find is that whatever position you're in, always look for more. You know, always say, okay, I will fulfill this position and I will do it well, but what else can I do? Look at the total organization and look for gaps or look for ways that you can use your skills to help the organization. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's kind of what I did is in a lot of my positions. So I never just stayed in the one thing they hired me to do. I was always doing more. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you're doing that, people see that. Mm-hmm. And so my last school, I was doing a little bit of everything. I was their director of technology. I was their dean of students. I was an academic dean. Eventually, you know, I was their middle school and high school principal. Mm-hmm. And it still maintained, you know, the technology program and things like that. So definitely had my fingers in a lot.
Mm-hmm. And so tell me about how you even came to find out about the opportunity at Academy Prep.
I want to say it was a mistake, but a lot of people will say there are no mistakes. But basically, we were looking for a science teacher at my last school, and we just weren't getting resumes. And so my HR person said, well, you know, I put it on the site, and, you know, it's there for people to see, so hopefully we'll get some hits. So I was home one evening, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to, I think I was on Google, and I just said, I'm going to type science teachers in St. Petersburg, Florida, and just see what happens. Does our school come up even or anything like that? And then all of a sudden, Academy Prep head of school search, you know, was started. And I'm like, wait a minute. I know Academy Prep, and mm-hmm. we love to have their students come to our school, and I've been on their campus, and I love that place, and I didn't know they were looking for a head of school. And let me see what that's about. Mm-hmm. And I looked and I read through their job description and the things they're looking for. And I thought, well, I do all of that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've been at this other institution 17 years. I've done a lot for the organization. You know, I should always ask myself, you know, is it time? You know, have mm-hmm. I done maybe all I can for this other school? And is there an opportunity here? So I went ahead and put my resume in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so tell us about that interview process. I hear it was pretty intense.
It was. I believe that the board, which, by the way, is fantastic because I have been a part of other schools, and I know how important a board is. And that was one of the things I looked at. You know, it was very important to me, and they had a fantastic board. So this board really participated heavily in the search. They had different individuals on the board that were involved in consulting. There are a lot of business people on this board that are accustomed to looking for individuals. And so they all kind of played a role or had a contact, you know, that could help them in the process. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why they really put me through the ringer. One of the things they did is I had a psychiatrist.
Really?
interview me. And it was 2 or 3 hours. I know it's at least 2 hours. I think it could have gone maybe to 3 hours. And it was intense. I mean, I'm talking birth. He was talking to me about, like, wow. Do you remember how you were born? I mean, It was intense. I didn't remember going back that far mm-hmm. in my life, mm-hmm. and it was all about me. And so it was interesting. But he did tell them that I wasn't crazy, that I was maybe, you know, okay. That was, you know, stable, I guess. So I guess it was interesting. He had from that, it was like a 28-page report that came from it.
Wow.
And so I got to read it. They actually gave me a copy after it was all over. Mm-hmm. And so it was, that was part of it. Another thing they did, which was interesting, it was not something I've done before, is they had me on the computer, and they had me on an interview where they said, okay, you can see me, and I'm one person, and I'm going to ask you, it was like 6 or 8 questions. They said, you have 3 minutes to answer. You can take less, but you can't take more. And you can't, you know, repeat and go back to like another one. There was like several rules that you had to follow. Mm-hmm. And they said, and by the way, in this room are several board members and several people, but we're not going to tell you who they are or how many, but just know there's other people in this room that are hearing everything you have to say, you know? And so that was another unique, mm-hmm. interesting part of it. They did bring me on campus. At the time, they did have me bring my spouse, which I thought was interesting, because mm-hmm. I was thinking, well, wait a minute, you're not interviewing him. Mm-hmm. but I think what they wanted to make sure is that this position is more than a job. I mean, it truly has to be a part of your internal being, your passion, your mission of life. And I think they realize that if you go home at night and you talk about this place and you put in the hours that you do and you don't have a spouse that's on the same page, it could really prove to be a short-term position. Mm-hmm. And I think they really wanted to make sure that this position is going to be a person that's going to commit and stay a long time.
Yeah, great. So you finally, you did obviously took the job. That was mm-hmm. great. And they made the offer.
Yay.
Yeah. And you've only been there now how long?
A year and a half, just over a year and a half.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's great. Mm-hmm. So tell us about Academy Prep and how did it all start?
Well, Jeff and Joan Fortune, they were the owners of Tradewinds, and they wanted to be able to give employees an opportunity to excel in their organization. They felt like they wanted them to recruit from within and improve in their own company. But what they found is that a lot of their employees that were living in the community of the south side of St. Petersburg, a lot of them would travel up to Tradewinds to work, but they did not have high school diplomas. And that was a concern, obviously. And so it wasn't even just college diplomas, but high school diplomas. Mm-hmm. And so that they thought, well, when we retire, how can we do something beneficial with our funds? What is something we can do to impact the people we love, the people we care about? And after they investigated, they felt like, you know, we could probably do this through education. You know, how can we impact graduation rates in a community that we care about? And so they traveled all over just to kind of try to see if they could find a school model. And once they found one, they thought, that's what we want to bring to St. Petersburg. And so that there's was the start of Academy Prep. You know, it's after a model they felt would be effective for our area.
Mm-hmm. And so what is the mission?
The mission is to impact the community in which we serve, the neighborhood that we have. We are a neighborhood school. We want to impact St. Petersburg in a way that changes the graduation rates for individuals where the statistics are against them. Mm-hmm. And the statistics get worse because the more that you are closer to the poverty line, the closer that you are to an area where you financially cannot achieve or grow and get a private school education, that opportunity starts to diminish because once you bring in finances, you bring in poverty, you bring in everything that comes with that, slowly and slowly, that's why those statistics are affected. Mm-hmm. And so our mission is to take what the statistics say can't happen, is for us to say, yes, it can. Mm-hmm. And that's part of even our motto.
And so the students themselves, how do they qualify to attend the school?
They just have to meet the poverty line program, free and reduced lunch program. They just have to meet that income level. Now, one of the ideas that, or what we would love is for our families to grow out of that position so they don't have to, you know, be there those whole 4 years that they're at Academy Prep. If their income changes in that time, they can still stay at Academy Prep. Mm-hmm. But to come into our program in the fifth or sixth grade, that the family has to show that there is a financial need if they want to achieve at a private school program.
Mm-hmm. And it is a private school program.
Yes, we're not government funded. We're not a charter school. We are completely a private school. We are self-sustaining.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us about your logo. You have a very interesting logo there at Academy Prep.
Yes. Yes. So basically, there's a lot of different facets to the tree. You know, we have an oak tree that's there. You'll see a little star in it, and you see the sun behind it. And so each part of it, I know that the founders really thought long and hard about it. But basically, we realize that we're just not standing alone. We're not just by ourselves, that it's going to take a community within that. And so you see the tree of knowledge, the tree of life that is going to sustain the school. This is what we're about. But also, you know, just the roots, you know, that we realize that truly the roots that we want to have are in the community. You know, we don't want to recruit kids that are, you know, 10 miles away and 15 miles away and bring them from all over. Our idea is to change the roots that in our community. And so that is basically when those kids graduate, not just high school, but in our case, mostly college as well, we would love for them to come back to this community and serve. Mm-hmm. So it's all about community. Mm-hmm. You know, the sun that's there, you know, we talk about how it's not the it is about the sunrise, and it's because of the looking to the future. You know, it's a new day. You know, it's not a sundown. Mm-hmm. And then just the star is obviously the student, the individual, the child that we care about, that we want to show is unique in every way, and we want to show them how they're unique. But really, probably most importantly, too, is just the community. You know, just we realize that the sun, that the people around us, we would not be Academy Prep if we didn't have our partnerships, the community out there that sustains us, not just financially, but also we have people that come in and invest in our program through their time, through their volunteering, through just coming and loving on our kids and teaching them different facets. And I'm sure we'll talk about that. But just our community doesn't have to just be financial, although their financial contributions are what keep us going.
Right.
But it, obviously, it's also just that love they have for our kids.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about AmeriCorps, because they're on your campus.
Yes.
Right? And are they a government funded program, or what is AmeriCorps?
Yes. AmeriCorps is kind of like the educational part of the Peace Corps, really.
Okay.
And it's students that are college graduates that they're at a place where they're thinking, you know, maybe I'll go into education, maybe not. I'm not really ready. I'm not sure. But I do know that I want to serve and I want to give back. And I want to do that. And while I'm either trying to figure out exactly where I want to go from this point forward, or I just want to do that, you know, for a year or two before I move into this other career or get my master's or that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an opportunity that gives them, and believe me, they serve. They work a lot of hours and really not for a whole lot. They do stay on our campus. They live on our campus. Their expenses are paid for our campus, so they don't pay rent.
Mm-hmm.
They get a small stipend after it's all over. They get $5,800 toward their student loans. And they do get a stipend for eating and so forth as well.
And the apartment is beautiful.
The apartments are beautiful, I have to say. Three of them have skylights. We just got a new roof on one of them, and so we don't have skylights on that anymore. But, you know, we have skylights, and they're just nice and spacious, and each person has their own bedroom and their own bathroom. And so, you know, we feel like the reason they can be on campus is also their day is 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. at night. So it's an 11-hour day. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they don't get out of there until 6:15 or maybe a little later. So it's a very long day, and it's important that throughout the day they have somewhere where they can rest.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And some of those people, are there? I was reading that some of the people that are faculty and staff started out as AmeriCorps volunteers. Are some of those people working there now?
Yes. In fact, their last head of school before me, they decided to have a family. So, but she started as an AmeriCorps and was there for over 10 years. And so she was an AmeriCorps, I think a science teacher, and then just kind of was there and then moved to a different position. A lot of our AmeriCorps, what they do is they do the AmeriCorps for 2 years. And then if they say, you know what, we think they do a great job, and they say, yes, I want to go ahead and teach, then they can come in as an intern for that next year, and they get paid. They finally get paid. And then after that, they can become a full-term teacher. So we have – and our sister school in Tampa, because we have one in Tampa, Ybor City, as well. They also have a lot of AmeriCorps that have just kind of stepped through the ranks and now are in administrative positions. And one of ours is an administrative position as well. So it's definitely a career path.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I want to talk about just about the academy. You know, when I visited there, I just want to mention that it was really an overwhelming experience. And the students, I think the thing that surprised me, I just wasn't ready for it, was just that everyone, I think I shook everyone's hand when I was there, but they came up I mean, just so nicely, and they just introduced themselves, and they were just seemed happy to be there and happy to meet me, and it was just a wonderful experience. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you for that, first of all. But so tell us about what a typical day looks like for those students and how you start off and all of that.
Sure. They can be dropped off as early as 7 in the morning. And then we have breakfast for them, and we serve breakfast from 7 to 7:20. At 7:20, we start to shut down. Then at 7:30, we have convocation, and that's something that you were able to visit. And it's a very important part of the day for us. And I feel like when I've had other public school board members visit our school, you know, along with the mayor, you know, I've talked about, you know, we don't want to just be the light all by ourselves. You know, obviously when the Fortunes had this dream, they didn't want to just have to hold it on to themselves. They would love for people to glean from what we're doing. And so I believe that convocation is a part that schools could adopt. And I think it's a very important piece of the pie. Mm-hmm. And we start the day. It doesn't matter how you got out of the car. You might have been grumpy. You may have had a fight. You may have had a really bad night. And our kids come from some difficult situations. And so when they come on campus, sometimes they're really not in the mindset, oh, yay, I can't wait to study algebra. So we have to say, okay, now you're on campus. You're back here. You're in the midst of other people who want to achieve. And we have to help them understand, let's get our mind on the right thing. And we have all kinds of things that we do in that week. What I usually do, I usually lead convocation. Sometimes I'll have a teacher lead, but it's usually me. Because I want them to know that your head of school thinks that the morning is that important, that mm-hmm. every morning I am here, mm-hmm. you know, before 7:30, to make sure that there is a theme in the week, something that we're trying to make sure that you walk away today. Mm-hmm. So we have a theme. I usually have a couple clips of some sort. It could be a 3 to 5 minute video. It could be a PowerPoint. It could be a picture of some sort with a quote on it. And then I might, you know, talk a little bit about it. So in that, we also have prayer. Even though we are not a faith school, there was a faith element that started the school. And so we have just kind of a generic prayer. Kids they give opportunity to take requests. Mm-hmm. And the kids love that. They want to tell you, hey, I'm going through something, and I just want someone to know, and I want somebody to pray. Mm-hmm. And so we take requests, and we have a short prayer, and then we have pledges. And so we have a pledge to allegiance, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a pledge that several years ago, students wrote to start our day. And so we have a boy and a girl lead the school in a pledge. That's a pledge of really commitment to what they're doing and just remembering that they can do this and mm-hmm. they will do this.
Right. And you, I found it very interesting. You started off before they come into that room, you shake everyone's hand before they enter that room.
Yes.
And you say hello and good morning.
I think
you said good morning to everyone.
Yes.
And they say it back.
Yes.
They seem to really enjoy that.
Yes.
That was just from what I saw.
They do.
And so the kids, too, they're dressed in white and green shirts. Mm-hmm. Does that mean, is there a difference?
Yes.
And what does that mean?
The 5th through 7th graders have green shirts and, of course, their logo. But then the 8th grade have white shirts. And we teach them that you are now in a position of leadership. You are the leaders of your school, and you need to stand out, and you need to do it in a positive way, and you need to be able to reach to your other classmates and help them to be better and to understand, because you've now been through it and you should, you know, basically know better. Mm-hmm. And so that's an opportunity. It's a symbol. It's mm-hmm. it's an earned symbol for them.
Mm-hmm. And you know those videos, the one that I saw, it was so uplifting. And where do you get them? I mean, you mentioned, didn't you, there was a sort of a brand name or something of some of them?
Well, a lot of people use TED Talk for things, mm-hmm. but I am on the internet like a crazy woman. I am on that for, sometimes I can look literally for 3 hours for one 3-minute clip. And mm-hmm. and my if my board is listening to this, they may say, well, is that really the best use of your time? You just kind of get crazy about it because mm-hmm. you are thinking, I really want to get this message across. Mm-hmm. And you spend a lot of time making convocation important. And so now I will say, when I'm searching for those 3 hours, it's not like the football game might be on, you know, and I'll do it in the evening and the football might be on. I'm searching and I'm surfing to try to see if I can just find that right video and that kind of thing. And sometimes I might give up and I'll say, okay, another time, and I'll try something different. But and when a lot of times what I'll do is when I find something accidentally and it's not what I want, but I like it for another theme, then obviously I've got just a whole archive of things right. that I'm saving for other times. So,
nice.
You know.
Yeah, it was really uplifting, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And my guest today is Gina Burkett, the head of school at Academy Prep, St. Petersburg. And Gina, you really have time for just a few more questions. It's really gone by very quickly. So let's talk about some jobs. Are there any openings right now at the Academy you'd like to talk about?
Yes, we do have a guidance counselor that we're looking for, and that's an immediate opening for that. And then also, if you're in the educational realm and you're looking toward administration, we have an opening that's probably in June for that.
Okay. Tell us about the guidance counselor. What kind of credentials would they have, or what kind of experience should they have?
Really, the person needs to have a degree in the area. You know, it can be psychology, it can be counseling. There's a lot of varied degrees out there that are in that field. And so the degree doesn't have to be specific, but in that area. Mm-hmm. We like for somebody to have some type of certification. Once again, a lot of different kinds of certifications that are out there. If they have a master's degree, that's a plus, but it's not a necessity for that position. For me, the biggest thing that I'm looking for in that position is someone who just has a passion for kids, you know, wants to make a difference. And it doesn't have to be a cookie cutter position. We have to have a lot of flexibility in the things that we do there. We have mm-hmm. a lot of odd hours and things that we're willing to do. Mm-hmm. A lot of our families can't meet in the day. You have to stay a little bit later to meet with them. Mm-hmm. If they're working, and a lot of them are working, they right. cannot take off work. And so sometimes you wait to meet with them 5-6 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And so it just has to, you have to really love it and really want it to be in that position.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And also, are there any, you mentioned volunteering. Are there volunteering opportunities there too?
Absolutely. So we tutor, kids get tutored from 5 to 6 every day, because like I said, they have those 11-hour days. So like I said, they leave at 6 o'clock at night. And so from 5 to 6, they work on their homework. So a lot of times they need help, or they don't understand. And we have some of our kids that come to us that are below grade level. We have quite a few kids that are from the area schools that you're probably doing a lot of reading about right now. And so we know that when we get them, we have a lot of hard work ahead of us. You know, some of them are getting doubled up on English and math, and that's one of the ways that we do that. But also tutoring, you know, helping them through that. So tutoring is one way. A big thing is mentoring. You know, if you are willing to commit, you know, at least a solid year where you would build a relationship with a student and mentor them. We have a mentoring program that you would go through. You go through some training and things like that. Mentoring is also a little different from mm-hmm. tutoring, but those are two great opportunities that we can think of.
Wonderful. And that brings us to the interview tip of the week. And so if anyone wants to apply for any position at Academy Prep, what one piece of advice would you give them?
I would say that after, now that I've been there for a year and a half, and I've already been in other administrative and been in schools, you know, I believe that to really, at least at Academy Prep, you have to have a passion for the kids. I don't want to say that is abnormal, but that is true. Mm-hmm. True to yourself, because you will get so much back that you never thought was imaginable, but the passion for those kids has to be there. So I am looking, when I hire people there at that school, I have to see that in their past and through their life and the things that they've chosen to do shows and points to the direction of wanting to help others is, I think, a key ingredient for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's great advice, and thanks for sharing your thoughts on that. And I want to talk finally about an upcoming event, your Evening of Dreams, mm-hmm. called Grand Cru. It's being held at the Tradewinds Island Grand on Saturday, March 12th. Can you tell us about that event?
Yes, you have to come.
Okay, I'll be there.
Everybody listening has to call right now. It is an amazing event. I feel like when you step on our campus, and you have to tell me, Dean, if you left the same person. I just feel like when you come on our campus, mm-hmm. you don't leave the same person. You are definitely changed, you know, just
absolutely
to see
true.
How kids can be like, are they're amazing. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that at the Tradewinds is it gives people an opportunity just to get a little glimpse of what you can find if you were to even to come on campus. So our kids are there, they represent us, but also it is in honor of the Rizzer family, because there are individuals who have made our school what it is. We realize that we can have passion mm-hmm. and we can have people who want to change lives, but without, you know, families like the Rizzer families and other families that have been supportive to our school, we couldn't get through it. So mm-hmm. it's a celebration of what people have done for the organization, but there's also an opportunity for giving, because obviously we can't be sustained without the fundraising and the giving. And we have an auction, and it's a lovely night.
It's a great auction, too.
It is. It is amazing. I mean, you know.
They were auctioning off safaris.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It was pretty incredible.
That's right. I have to go. Whoever gets it, I have to come with you.
Yeah. So good. And again, that's on, when is that?
March 12th.
Okay. And it's mm-hmm. a Saturday.
Saturday night.
So,
mm-hmm.
and do you know when it starts?
6.
6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it is
Of course, you can come early. You know, they've got all kinds of great things going on a little bit earlier, too. So.
Okay. And mm-hmm. anyone can
absolutely.
Buy tickets there?
Yep. Just go on our website and you can get our phone number off there. Or, you know, there's all different kinds of ways you can buy tickets. Mm-hmm. And so you can just, you know, it's a lovely evening mm-hmm. out, you know, to bring family and friends, find mm-hmm. out more about us. But it really is a delightful night and anybody can come, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. And so, and then actually this is the final question, okay, for you. But one last thing. So, you know, I always like to let people know, of course, part of the reason I'm doing this is to let people know from throughout the country what it's like to live, work, and play here in Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you have, in your case, you had an opportunity to go to another state, and you were recruited at one time. And so tell us why, you know, what you think and what you would tell people, because you obviously stayed here. Mm-hmm. And so tell the people that are in New Jersey or California or any other part of the country, you know, why they should at least consider this area as you did.
Yes. Well, you know, it's funny because Florida is in the South, right? But it's not at all a Southern state. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've been from, you know, the Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, you know, all those states that are so close to us, you know, they're our neighborhood states. We're nothing like them. But, you know, you say, well, is that in a good way or is it a bad way? It's really not either. It's just that we are a state where we embrace change and people who want to be here for 6 months out of the year, you know, our winter, you know, feather friends, you know, that we enjoy them. But it is an area where you have year-round everything. I mean, there's really literally nothing you can't do here in Florida that, you know, a lot of times when you look on the website and the entire nation is in blue because it's freezing, and then you've got Florida, you know, and we're still playing golf. I mean, mm-hmm. we're still on the tennis courts. I mean, I played tennis year round. I didn't even know what it meant, you know, to not be able to play tennis on a tennis court. Mm-hmm. So we have the boating, you know, everything imaginable that you want to do in the outdoors. And I think another thing about Florida is that, you know what, we welcome, it's a lot of youth here, a lot of upcoming things. You look at downtown St. Pete and what's thriving there. A lot of the areas in Tampa that's just got so many different things to do between the arts and all of that. But at the same time, what I love about Florida too, and St. Petersburg especially, is that we also embrace our retirees. And it's an area that you can retire and still enjoy, you know, the weather and enjoy life. And mm-hmm. I like that the young and the old mix very well here.
Right. Okay. Well, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to be here today, Gina. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it. And so if anyone wants to learn more about Academy Prep St. Petersburg, how can they do that? What is your website?
Yes, www.academyprep.org.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a Facebook and everything up there,
too? We do.
Too,
so
they can find all that information on the website?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So, again, thank you so much, and I hope you'll come back again in the future. And, again, my guest today has been Gina Burkett, the head of school at Academy Prep St. Petersburg. And now it's time for the Job Talk alumni updates. The St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce remind us of the upcoming events on February 10th, the Pinellas Chamber Day at Tallahassee, and the new member orientation takes place on that day. You want to check that out, as well as the new member appreciation night at the Birchwood will be taking place on February 11th. So check out the website and their calendar for all the details. That's STPETE.com. And for Valentine's Day, you're going to want to check out all their specials from our friends at Edible Arrangements. Check out their website at ediblearrangements.com for a location near you. And the shout outs today go to just one today, to Gene in Colorado. It was really great to meet you, and congratulations on the Broncos win at the Super Bowl. That was really a wonderful game. And just to all of those out there listening who have not really had a chance to check out the great music on this site, RadioSt.Pete.com, please do, as it features local musicians, and you can also choose your favorite style of music 24 hours a day, including pop, country, jazz, and classical. Other interesting programs you might enjoy are live broadcasts like the Suncoast Tiger Bay Luncheon. Also be sure to listen to Will Coons as he hosts the Homemade Broadcast, and on Sundays, treat yourself to the Indie Circuit with Mao, and that airs at 10 p.m. on Sundays as well. Toriana Parker has a new program he calls Hard-Hitting Radio. That airs on Thursdays at this very time here, 12:15. And you can also look for his broadcast on YouTube there. So be sure to check out the website often and see what's new. There's some other great shows in production. I'll let you know about them as they get closer to being on the air. And you can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. So check it out. That's RadioSt.Pete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to the program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. You can send those suggestions to me at DeanLogan@RadioSt.Pete.com. And I want to give special thanks to Joe Bordeaux, Zooey, Cat Joe, Andy, and the entire Big C team. I truly appreciate all of your support. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, or play, you should come and visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did, too. So thanks for listening when we talk about jobs on Job Talk. This is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and broadcast live today from Big C at Priotech Plaza in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. That's BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Listen again next week at this same time for Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from Big C at Priotech Plaza in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioSafety.com.